Hello, I'm Walter Cronkite. Welcome to I Feel Fat Wednesdays.
I feel tubby.
You look great.
The problem, I moved to a new place. We're going to cover the furniture mishap. Everything dealt with. I go to Bob's. Yes, I feel fat. I don't have a gym yet. I moved to a new neighborhood.
You're acclimating. This is
a... Yeah, but I can't... Look, if I want to walk to the gym, my only option is New York Sports Club. It's a 14-minute walk. B option is drive to Retro
Fitness. Did you say one and then say B? Yes. I love it.
Retro Fitness, which I dig, because Retro Fitness takes me back to back in the day when I would work out in the 90s.
And jerk off in a tanning booth?
Yeah, I jack off. There's tannings included there. I tanned the other day. Boy, does that feel good. There's no sign saying you can't do steroids, which I like. My other gym was like, you can't do steroids. I was like, don't tell me what to do.
I go to Planet Fitness. It says you can't eat pizza on the treadmill. It's
weird. Planet Fitness is a fucking bitch-ass fag gym. Just saying. I don't know what the modern lingo is, but that's a bitch-ass
fag gym.
If he went to Planet Fitness with me, we would hold down a fat black woman and rape her. I'm just saying, because we'd be like, get off the pec deck and stop trying to do legs on the pec deck, you fucking...
They'd say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, do you even know what a pec deck is?
Yeah, it's where you stand. It's the best view of the TV, so you could watch true TV.
No.
And the hilarious show Comedy Knockout.
And you do that. So anyways, I got to get to the gym. I got to figure this out.
What I was saying, and I'm paying you a compliment, is enjoy this because you get so caught up in stuff. You're in a whole new fucking chapter of your life. You're living in a neighborhood that you chose to live in. So you got to explore and it'll fall into place.
Sure. Look, I need to figure out how to get to the gym. So I'm either going to get a motorcycle or a Benz.
Bad idea.
And why?
Get a Benz.
This is how my mind works. It's like, I got to figure out a way to get to the gym. It's a 14-minute walk, so I got to get a Benz or an Indian.
Spend $40,000 on a Benz or that much on reconstructive surgery when you fall on the motorcycle. Think about it.
It's a motorcycle.
No.
All right.
So why don't you jog to the gym?
What is this, the 70s and I live in L.A.? Jog? Hey, maybe I could speed walk with some ankle weights on, Garrett.
You could put Olivia Newton-John on your fucking
You can't mixture. Jog when you're a bodybuilder. You don't want to jog because that eats up your valuable energy, and you need that to lift. If I needed to do cardio, what do, bro? You lift faster. That's what you do.
More quickly.
Yeah. So anyways, all right, I'll think about this stuff. So my wife gave her 2 weeks' notice, so we're back to... Back to point one.
That's only good for the
now
show.
B,
that can only help the show.
She's like, I'm done.
At least she didn't get the axe. You know what I'm saying?
So now they're being mean to her that she gave her 2 weeks, as anyone
Wasn't
would be.
Wasn't she the manager that gave
the manager.
Her, can they?
They were underpaying her. And she was working too much. She's supposed to do 40 hours a week. She's doing like 70 hours.
Jesus.
So that's it. So now we'll see what happens.
So you're saying she'll be home 70 more hours each week? That's great. Awesome. Plus commute. She's home 90 more hours a week now.
Hey.
Just going to enjoy my coffee.
All right. So we're going to figure that out. We don't know what we're going to do, but we'll figure something out. We're okay. And... What else? Furniture miss. Today, and I'm off tonight. I got real therapy tomorrow, Jew therapy tomorrow. I got to do that, so I got to kill some hours tomorrow in the day. I think I might go see a movie, but I got this thing called a Fire Stick now where you just steal movies. You don't even have to go out. I was watching the Kevin Hart gay porno star movie last
night. No, that's not a thing.
The gay porn star we had on the other day? He did a movie with Kevin Hart.
That's an instant classic. If we had... a Compound Media 3 channel like ESPN, that would be on this Friday night, our Monday show.
It was a classic.
It was an instant classic.
Yeah, it was great.
An instant classic. And I give most of the credit to John and Garrett because they do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, they do.
And you and I just show up and get...
Can I do my therapy talk? God, I feel so unheard, not listened to. So I'm in the house now and the stuff is coming on Friday. Got TV coming, got the furniture coming.
You got recliners.
Now, Garrett, I got upset at Bob's yesterday. they, what did they do? They basically Bobo ripped me off.
Bobo fucked you.
Yeah, they Bobo fucked me. They couldn't fit the furniture in. So I've been sent two other options of furniture stores that I am heavily considering.
I thought you already bought the chairs.
I did. I went back to Bob's and I bought the chairs.
But the options.
There's options. I could still, I could cancel. Garrett, could you show me these two options that lovely fan sent
us? And Johnny Furniture is having a sale. Right now, you can buy three complete rooms of furniture for only $699 with only $250 down. Just $50 down on select items will put you in a great bedroom set or living room set today with no problem. All senior citizens get a 10% discount.
No, no, this is just Long Island.
No problem. Are you on welfare or Social Security? Are you newlywed? No problem. Come see us.
I say. This is Frankie and Johnny's, a place that lets you have it with no problem.
She's good.
I like to buy a bedroom set.
Do you have any credit?
No, I receive Social Security and welfare.
A bedroom set with a capital T?
With no problem.
I like to buy a living room set.
Do you have any credit?
No, I file bankruptcy.
You have two special
men. She looks so happy that she filed bankruptcy.
No problem. I say. See, Frankie and Johnny, he's a credit man in town. For only $50 down, he can put you in a living room set, a bedroom set today. See the special man.
I got the $50.
With no problem.
I got it. With no problem.
Did they actually have a black woman say, I want to buy a bedroom set with a T?
Is that what she said?
Garrett, she said, I want to buy a bedroom set.
With a T?
With a T.
What's a T?
It's where you go for with bad school. Watch.
I like to buy a living room set.
Backwards.
No, I file bankruptcy.
You have to see the special man.
Right about there. Watch this.
Johnny's a place that lets you have it with no problem.
I like to buy a bedroom set.
Do you have any? The T stands for to save.
Oh, a bedroom set.
You bet I would.
Now this seems great. That guy's clearly wearing a hairpiece. But there was another option too. There was a well, that's not. Oh,
they
boy.
Look so natural.
Yeah,
he looks so legit.
Oh boy, they got a lot of furniture. They got lamps and stuff, and he looks heavy.
Is it bad that every single patron they show is a black person saying they're bankrupt? Is that you? Sure, look.
No, she's on Social Security. She got to go see the special man. I like rape. That guy was crazy. Why is that guy yelling? I filed for bankruptcy. I can't speak. Yeah. And then Garrett, I got sent another one. That's in Harlem. It's right near Gino's neighborhood. Someone sent me this guy, and they're like, go see this guy. He's cool. He's hip. He's right there on 125th and 1st.
It's just like 8 Minute Mall. Oh, yeah. Come shop with us. I said, flea market. Montgomery. It's just like 8 Minute Mall.
Can I get a blazer that matches this couch? You got
come
it.
Shop. Living room, bedroom.
Took the blazer off for this one.
We got you it. You need it. You'll find it. It's just like 8 Minute Mall. Hey, you heard me. Come shop. I said flea market. Montgomery. It's just like 8 Minute Mall. Hey. Living rooms, bedrooms.
Right there, he looks like the guy in the boat in Caddyshack before.
Say Beetlejuice.
We're talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like 8 Minute Mall. Hey.
Ooh, white blazer.
Let's make it a dance.
It's the only thing white you're going to find in that store.
Let's do this dance. Hey, to the left.
To the left.
Let's make this a dance. Flea market. Montgomery. It keeps you jumping. It's just like a mini mall.
This guy apparently believes what people really want to do is shop
at a mini mall.
Because that's the selling point here. He did not tell you any. So you went there. He hasn't told you a single price yet.
Yeah.
But he's really telling you it's a lot like a mini mall.
Yeah.
Although I don't see an orange Julius anywhere in this picture.
Well, there he is.
I see him.
It's just like.
I think it's like a mini mall.
It's just like a mini mall.
Oh, yeah. You said it.
Sammy Stevens mini mall rep.
Oh, yeah.
Rap. Oh, rap. Thank you. I'm sorry. So you're going to go to either a flea market or a place in 1977 with an elderly man in a cowboy hat or a toupee.
Those are the two options I have.
Might want to stick with the recliners.
I ordered the recliners.
Might want to trust the cartoon guy.
I went in looking for what you referred me to yesterday, the charcoal gray recliner, and I went in to buy it, and I go, I'd like this one. They go, oh, is your grandma dying? And I go, no. They go, okay, then you'll want something from this century. So I got these leather recliners. They got, they're very modern. They have, they recline with the push of a button. I don't know how you would describe it.
You'd describe it as manufactured in 1989. That's how you would describe it.
No, it's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah, and it has a place to plug in your iPhone. It has a USB outlet.
Now, how much extra did you pay for the USB outlet rather than just put your chair near a plug?
An extra $6,000.
Okay, well, an extension cord is $14.
But this is in the couch.
Yeah,
you not get it?
No, you know what you should be doing? Buying that couch from the guy in the cowboy hat and stuffing money in a 1977 couch.
All right.
Wait, so you have to plug your couch in now?
I guess. How else would it work?
You'd have to plug your couch in.
Yeah, you got to plug your couch in. Because it's a power recliner, and then you got the USB cable.
What if you spill water on your couch?
Then you got to return it. It's covered for 3 years, electric, and then they tried to upsell me on the warranty.
And you took it.
No, I didn't. I don't take the warranty because I'm like, oh, well, is electric covered? She goes, yeah, for 3 years. I go, well, that's all I'm worried about. The rest of it I'll fucking fix with my face.
So you simply, you feel that's like the selling point that you can plug the whatever UPC flash thing in?
It's a comfortable, oh, drink holders. You can sit there. You put
What if the drink spills and ruins the electrical device in there?
Then covered under 3 year warranty.
But you didn't get the warranty.
It's covered automatically.
Oh,
if I wanted to upgrade it to 5 years.
Did you say you think you're going to have this piece of shit for 4 years?
Nice couch. You drop some dough at that Bob's, I'll tell you that.
I told you.
They just throw stuff on top without asking you. They're like, oh, I gave you the warranty and the mattress cover. I'm like, what do I need a mattress cover with a couch for?
Now, how are the bathrooms at Bob's?
I took a good shit there yesterday. Nice and quiet. They were out of coffee. They got a pretty decent candy selection.
Right.
And I didn't want to take the ice cream. It was too early to take ice cream.
Is it good ice cream or is it that friggin'?
Yeah, it's a little cup of ice cream. There's not a guy serving it. Then I went to Shake Shack. My nieces came over. I got some Shake Shack.
Oh, that's right. Your nieces.
Yeah. And so my wife starts crying and she's like, I don't know what to do. I have no job. My niece Lexi goes, the best part of the burger's the end. And then just ate it. And then she started laughing. And then she also said that you should dip French fries in chocolate milkshake. And
should.
I don't think that's a real thing.
Oh, that is a real thing. Like, I think it started at Wendy's, right? There you go. The chick with the eating disorder. I would take her word for it.
All right.
The brother has, like, she has 3 meals a month. If one of them's French fries dipped in a Frosty, it's got to be fucking good.
That sounds good. All right. Well, we got a big show. You want to kick it off? I mean, we're almost out of time.
Now watch. This is where you say, let's try and be funny. Now, that was a fun fit. You didn't enjoy that 15 minutes?
It's not fun at all.
I'd be willing to do this for an hour 15. You don't enjoy this?
You can't do that. If you do, then you're just a shitty podcast.
Well, what's your point?
And then we got to bring in other people to talk to.
You know what I love about Wednesdays? Every Wednesday, like, I swear.
Look, I'm fine. I'm happier now, but also I'm on no test.
Right.
I have no weed. What do I get to enjoy? Life. That's it. Oh, and last night, Piper's on the motorcycle. I got her, and I push her, and she fell off and banged her head, started crying, and I picked her up, put ice on her head, and held her for a minute, and I go, that hurt. And I go, now you get right back on the motorcycle, and you go again. And she did it right again. She don't give a shit.
Before you run off.
She's not one of these pussy kids. She's not one of these faggots. She's going to be the one shooting up the schools.
Can I ask you this? Do you think maybe that's the universe sending her father a message that motorcycles at any age are dangerous? Because if you fall off a motorcycle and hit your head, they're not putting you back on the cycle. They're stuffing your head back into the helmet.
No, people fall off and then get back on.
I don't think you would.
All right. Well,
you're my good friend. And by that, I mean meal ticket.
Can I get a used Porsche Boxster?
This is the call I would get. Aaron Berg was in a horrible motorcycle accident. Can I still wheel him up to the microphone to tell jokes?
Yeah. Is that for me, Garrett?
Yes!
All right. Now, since I'm so happy, you know what I was thinking about doing again?
Why don't you tell me?
I was thinking about maybe having sex and trying for another kid. Now, a lot of you are going to say, Aaron, you're 46. You're not going to be able to do sex like you used to do sex. But, gentlemen, remember the days when you were always ready to go?
No.
Back when you could finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again?
Wrong again.
You know, never had that. And when you performed, it was never a three-quarters mast, was it? Except for Gina.
Why do you keep pointing at me?
They call him old marshmallow cookie dough man.
What the?
You were always at full mast when you would have sex. When you were younger, Gino. When you were younger.
This is mostly true.
But like all things, age catches up. And much like Gino's liver, age can impact your performance. But thanks to our new sponsor, BlueChew.com. New sponsor, but you take it, you will be nude. BlueChew.com. You can increase your performance and get some extra fine power in bed. Oh, for free.
No, legit news
promo
guy
code hot water. That's right. Legit news guy took four of these yesterday and was raging. Had to take
he had a heart attack in the afternoon.
Do not take four Blue Chews. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue and chew like a racial slur, but with CH at the beginning of it.
Listen to that stupid chew.
Yes, because BlueChew.com has created the first chewable supplement packed with the same.
It's originally called Blue Chikike. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Blue Chew! It's created the first chewable supplement pack with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, or as you call them, waking up. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Gino, I used to take the pills. So you'd take the pill, you'd have to stand around the bar, you'd have to make small talk, pretend you care, blah, 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 and you're like, how much longer until I get a boner? And then you go home with her. But now, you don't have to worry about being soft at the beginning. No. Blue Chew's quick like that.
What about Samurai X?
Samurai X will give you a heart attack. That is proven. I had tingly left arm because of Samurai X many times. With Blue Chew, you'll be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, but it can shorten your recovery period if you want to go again the same night. Have you Googled this? Some people have sex more than one time.
Eddie does three times a night. Not going to lie to you.
That's a straight up lie. That you just lied to me. Blue Chew ships straight to your house in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit. No one's going to be down the hall and be like, crazy white boy got a limp dick. Why that crazy white boy? I got your mail. Crazy white boy got a limp dick. They could just be like, you got a yellow envelope. And you'd be like, thank you, LaQuanda. I'm going to get my erection with this pill. No waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, I've been told your dick gets harder faster. You know who told me that? The man that was on top of me last night.
Did you say?
What's not to love?
Is that the word?
In the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment. Guess how much, Gino? Free when using our special promo code HOTWATER. Just pay
$5. They're appealing to the Chews with that deal.
You got it. $5 shipping. That's all you got to pay. You're going to get a free sample. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code HOTWATER to try it free. Go on there. Gino, did you get some Blue Chew?
Did you get yours yet?
No.
No, I didn't get any.
I think mine arrived at the office, but I saw a guy with a fedora yesterday run out with an erection under a trench coat.
I met him.
I gotta get out of here.
No, Aaron Burr! I don't get what the fuck.
Do a show.
All right. Oh, fuck that. Put this goddamn thing. How does he not? Hey! How does he not sweat? Hey, buddy. How are you, boo? How does he not sweat today? Oh, my God. Blue Chew. Ooh, I love you. All right. Hey. Hi. How are you? See, the hair looks fine now. It's just a matter of the proper product. You just need the proper product in there. And let me say this. Look, when I said I go three times a night, I'm not bragging like every night. Not saying 21 times a week. It's like, you know, it's so few and far between. I'm like that predator.
Do you confuse a night with a fortnight?
A fortnight just means the night before I watch Wimbledon.
I know what gets your dick hard, Gino.
What's that?
Booze.
It does.
Breaking news. This just did. You're going to be gone. Sorry. Trans person. It's crazy.
Legit
I was on
news
Blue Chew yesterday.
Legit
and then I discovered cocaine.
Guy.
And I went out last night. Did some cocaine. I was rip roaring. And my boner finally just went down. I don't know what happened. But my heart's beating. And I feel good. And
stop
I did sex on Naughty. And I did sex on a man. And I went to a Russian steam bath. And then I had a hot dog in Times Square.
What
ooh, hot dog. Gotta have a hot dog.
Are you okay? You gotta stop. Are you chewing the blue gum again?
I'm chewing the blue gum. I'm chewing the white gum.
That's that's cocaine.
Beep, 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 beep. Hey, Tucker. I ain't buying half of what you're selling. Elizabeth Warren's a slut.
It seems that the blue chews yesterday sent you on some kind of bender.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Well, I had black puss yesterday. A whole new world.
He did.
You read, you ever have some black puss?
You read three newspapers, as I recall. You jumped on 19 different
That's
subway
correct,
lines.
And I fucked me a pastrami on a nickel.
Yeah. And then 20 minutes later.
That's why they call him the N-word.
Because
the nickel. The pumpernickel.
I get it.
Hey, did you get some pumpernickel? Yeah, I fucked a black lady.
That's not.
Get it? Pumpernickel.
I get it.
Pump her nickel.
I get it.
Fuck a black lady.
I get it. Nickel.
Pumpernickel. Fuck
I get it.
Black lady.
I got it.
Pumpernickel. Fuck a black
really,
lady.
Is Dottie okay with this?
Pastrami. Pussy.
Is Dottie okay with this whole new...
I'm all hepped up. Those things had a really negative effect on my synapses. I'm firing.
I'm going to say right now, hepped up is my favorite line.
Thank you.
It's very 50s. You wouldn't get
but
it.
That woman keeps calling me, and now I'm getting phone calls from her brothers, she says. And then they're saying I owe her more money, and they want me to go back up there, and then
Why
she's
would
pregnant.
You give her your phone number?
But it seemed like we had we hit it off a little bit, and she was courting me, and I was courting her, and I
she
did
She asked you for $80 up front. That's not courting. That's a
well,
transaction.
What do you mean? It's a financial transaction. Doesn't mean we can't be friendly. But now she's calling a lot of people, and I gave her my address to ask her where to... She asked where to send the thank you card to for the sex I did. And now all these pumpernickels are standing outside of my house.
Did you just say these pumpernickels?
Yes. Pumper. Nickel.
It just seems like you're trying to sneak dance around a racist slur.
I am. Well, they're outside my home, and now they said that they've got photos of me and my family, and they're going to let Dottie know the things I did. And they're also telling me that she was not a she.
I'm thinking that you're learning your lesson.
I fucked one of them, what do you call them, the drag ladies.
Tranny.
Who?
I'm guessing you'll never pump her nickel again.
But it was so good.
Thanks for getting the slur.
I know not to, but my heart tells me I must.
It's your heart's probably saying a lot of things because there's 180 beats per minute for it to do it.
It's beating pretty quick.
Quickly. It's an adverb.
I have some photos of her that I look at to remind myself of her.
Do we have a video of this chick or a
picture? We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on, but I miss her so much. Her, him.
Now, how is Dottie feeling about your whole new lifestyle over the past...
You don't know shit. You got to keep this on the dill.
Down low.
Yes.
The dill is the type of pickle that you get on the side of your pumpernickel. There you go. Really? And somehow this is entertainment.
Because
it is, but I don't...
taking, except $80 and extortion, LaQuanda. Oh,
thank God there's a fresh bottle of joy here.
Look at this one, Gene.
What's that? Are you drinking wine out of a bottle? Legit news guy, do you want a blowjob? There's a guy here, that's cute, there's a guy here drinking white wine out of a bottle.
Sure, I'll come in for a blowjob.
And I could see if it was red wine, that would only make you a homo, but that is full-blown faggot. Oh, and it's barefoot, how adorable. Oh my God, I didn't realize he was so muscular.
You've seen him many times, you knew exactly what he looked like.
He's coming right at me. Hey, buddy. Hey, be careful. Don't just walk right up here. You'll ruin the flow of the... What's that? All right. Oh, he was drinking it because he's an alcoholic and he was out of whiskey.
Anyways, very important news story. My lady friend from yesterday has turned up in the news. She went to attempt to rent a vehicle, a car, as you would call it.
Sure.
She went downtown and tried to purchase a vehicle.
I see that.
For rental, not to purchase.
No,
rent.
I mean, come on, you're not going to buy one.
No, do you know what rental is?
Yeah, it's like when you pay some money just to use something for a day or a week or a specified allotted amount of time.
Like I did yesterday.
Yes, you did. You rented a...
pastrami sandwich.
Yes, thank you very much. Pastrami
what
sandwich.
What type of bread?
For how long did you rent it for?
What type 2 minutes? Bread?
What's that?
What type of bread?
Pumpernickel.
Say it slower.
Pumpernickel.
There you go.
Now, how long did you rent it for? About an hour?
I paid for the hour. I didn't use all of it.
How much did you use? You paid
$80
for how much of the hour did you use?
I listened to some of Stairway to Heaven.
So about 5 minutes?
It's a long song. I just remember as the puck came and there's a wine on down the road is when I finished.
I'm going to round it up to 6 minutes. So basically you paid $800 an hour for that, sir. You rented Pumpernickel.
When it was only $80.
But for 6 minutes, you multiply that by 10, 60 an hour.
But we hung out and talked and had a good time.
Hold on. What did you hang out and talk about?
The politics and the world and the Watts riots.
She sounds like a lovely lady. I'd love to see some footage of this gal.
I'm trying to get the footage. Bear with me. I think we've got some computer issues or something.
Do we really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll drink some whiskey while you...
But it's all right. We can make it up. We're geniuses, so...
Chen Dong, what did I tell you about rotating sides?
How have you been? Do you ever do sex on the black... Oh, here we go. I've got her. This is video evidence proving my lady friend is a lady.
Alamo is being fucking rude. She was real rude with her black ass. And she called me a hon. She supposed to be at work. And y'all going viral, honey, on Facebook. You too. That bitch with no name.
Can they be called Alamo anymore?
And you call me a sir? I'm not a sir. I'm a ma'am. I'm a sir. I'm a ma'am.
Get out.
I'm a ma'am.
Can you get him out?
I'm a ma'am. You being rude. Okay. I'm a ma'am.
Can you rewind to the beginning? We're only 5 seconds in. Did she not say, I'm a sir, I'm a ma'am? Right? Can we start over? I apologize.
Ass, and she called me a hon. She supposed to be at work. And y'all going viral, honey, on Facebook. You too. Sad bitch with no neck.
Hey, sir, I need you to get out.
And you call me a sir? I'm not a sir. I'm a ma'am. I'm a sir.
Get out.
I'm a ma'am.
You being rude. Okay. I'm a ma'am. I'm a ma'am. My ID say female. He's being rude.
Oh, my God.
Know your pronouns.
Jamie Foxx, ladies and gentlemen.
Know your pronouns. Know your pronouns. Know your pronouns, honey. Know your fucking pronouns. It's a world out here. It's a fucking world out here. Know your fucking pronouns. Stupid.
Miss.
Suck my dick, like you said, okay, man.
She said, suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
She said, I'm a man, a sir, and suck my dick.
You'll be on Facebook.
Now, and this is the gal.
But I've just found out some news about my lady friend.
This is the gal you really hit it off with?
I didn't know.
She's
yesterday, she was much more polite when she asked me to suck her dick.
But here's the thing: the fact
she
that
said it very
no matter
quietly,
how
she goes, "Will you suck my dick, Angie?"
No matter how you say "suck my dick," that should be a little tip off, a little clue.
But it was ladylike the way she did it.
There's no ladylike
now
way
to say
"suck my dick."
Now it seemed like she was just a
dick.
Man with tits and tattoos.
Now I think what you this pumpernickel, this gal of yours is doing, is just going out of her way to seek attention. You cannot convince
me. What do you mean? No, she's just had to rent a minivan to pick me and Dottie up and take us to the Bronx Zoo.
No. No. First of all, I cannot stress enough, do not put Dottie in the same car as this woman.
Why is that?
Well, although I would
think she'll sing like a canary?
Here's the good news. You'll have no problem getting her into the Bronx Zoo. You might have trouble getting that broad out of the Bronx Zoo.
I understand.
I understand. Look, she's going...
We have my lady friend. She wants to skip in, if that's all right.
Yeah, oh, Skype.
Hmm?
How did you ever get a job in news? Hey, you ever catch up with your friends at the Lower East Side Guardian?
Don't talk to them anymore. I'm on the up and up. What am I going to waste my time?
It's like you
going back to LOL when you got passed at the cellar.
Two things I'm not going to do. Well, you know who I miss? I miss that political cartoonist guy. He was really sharp.
Oh, Silverberg.
Silverberg.
He was good.
How do you remember that? All right, well, let's
have
see
if there was something here, but we don't really do print media over here at Fox.
We're already down there.
You have the lady's name.
What's that?
You have the lady's name.
I sure do.
The lover I took bed with.
Alamo rent a car, my ID, suck my dick, GameStop. No, I don't have her name.
All right, well, we do have yet to be named person.
It's not
oh, here she is, Pumpernickel.
You know why I'm not hitting the button yet? Because I'm excited to see the interview. Is it going to top the speak and spell? Let's find out. Do I get any writing credit for this? I called her. All right. Pumpernickel, and I don't think that's your real name. You are in hot water. with Gino Biscani, Legit News Guy. How are you, sweetie?
How you doing, Gino?
It's not even close. I'm doing really well. How are you, sweetie?
Dude, I've been better, you know. Things is going on and things ain't that great because I went to Rent-A-Car at Alamo.
Here's my question to you, and I'm going to cut right. I'm going to cut right to
I'm
it.
I'm a lady.
I'm going to slice. No. I'm going to slice
suck
right.
Suck my dick,
I'm going to slice
bitch.
Right.
Bitch, I'm going to cut you.
I'm going to slice right through the pumpernickel.
Yes, ma'am.
I think this video that you did literally is a ripoff of the
Thank
crazy-
you.
No, this is a bad thing. I'm saying it's a ripoff of the Call Me Ma'am thing because you saw how that went viral and you just wanted fucking attention. I don't even know if you're sure that you're a woman because at one point in the video you said, I'm a sir, I'm a ma'am. And at another point you said, suck my dick. And it seemed like you really wanted them to suck your dick.
I said it yesterday to a black and white fella and he did it.
How much did he pay you for that?
$80.
Good callback.
Thank you. child lord.
Now, why did this man...
Child lord. My parents are proud.
Why did this... So the white guy, why did he give you his phone number again?
To do sex.
So you're saying he enjoyed it?
You know that, child. Where's Martin?
He's not here. Did he leave his...
Martin!
I'm going to ask one more question about
Martin.
This.
Martin!
I'm probably going to drink this entire bottle. I don't care. See, the hair looks fine now. Here's my one question about him, then we'll get more to you. Did he wear his hat during sex?
Of course.
Okay. Did he talk in a funny voice? Did he try and narrate the entire act?
Of course.
Okay. Now
he say stuff like, when he put it in, he go this just in.
Okay, I'm the only one that loved that.
I just want some quality and everybody to drink with two straws.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Purple, a nice color. I once went on a Diz-A with Bernie Mac.
A Diz-A?
Date.
Oh, a Diz-A.
Yeah. You know the hardest part about being black and ugly and trans?
No.
All the job offers.
My question to you is, all right, so
I just got hired to write for a network show. No. I don't even know how to spell.
I have a guy with a speaking spell in a wheelchair that'll help you with that. Here's my question. What was your point of releasing this video? What did you hope?
I just want everybody to know that I got a dick that needs sucking.
All right, that I'll believe.
And Alamo's not good. If you need a rental car, go to Enterprise.
No, here's the thing. And I have to believe the only reason you put this video out was for attention. That's the only reason.
No,
you,
I wanted it for the...
Did someone call me?
They're not paying Garrett and John enough. That's all I'm saying. I mean, we take them out for steak, but we only do that to fucking rape Garrett. But we take them out for a steak every couple months. No one called. Well, we were just talking about you speak and spell. That's all. You're good. Go down the hall and wait for someone to come by, okay? Really?
Do you want to suck a dick?
Not now! All right, back to
That's
Laquanda.
That's why I asked everybody, and now I got this app on my phone that made me speak like that. What you want me to say that I can say that's like offensive and black, and I will say it, and then it'll sound less offensive because I do it on the air.
All I'm saying is, what do you hope will come out of this video? I mean, why do you release it? Because seriously, you believe that people be like, I'll never rent a car from Alamo because a crazy black chick who doesn't know herself.
Why you call me crazy? Because I got a penis and tits?
Well, because I'm not allowed to use words bananas. That would be frigging off color.
Speaking Did of I bananas, say look how yellow them straws is. I got cataracts. I thought they was bananas.
Hold on one sec. Can we go get 9 Afghans for the 88-pound broad in the audience? She's freezing on the couch. There you go. You okay?
Yeah,
look at her.
Cold
halfway to his dick.
She
what?
Don't have a lot of weight on her.
You know what we're going to do later? We're going to see if she can eat an entire fucking cocktail, Frank. All right, so.
And did you almost say napkin?
That might be my dick pre-blue chew. What was napkin?
I think you almost said cocktail napkin.
I did. No, cocktail Frank. I might have said napkin. I've had a little whiskey, and I haven't drank at work in a while.
You want to pick the show up because you lagging.
Are you out of your mind? This show isn't good?
No, it's because I always tell by how much Garrett and John laugh how funny it is.
Garrett's too busy finding the speak and spell video, and John hasn't. Watch this. Hey, John, someone got fucked in the bathroom down the hall. He's trying to laugh.
Yeah, well, you know, Garrett loves that bathroom. What are you going to do?
All right, back to you, Laquanda.
You need to know your pronouns.
I do what? You... don't care whether fucking people love or hate trans. You want hits on your Instagram. That's it. That's all you want.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Do you know what my Instagram is?
I have no idea. Do you?
Bumpernickel.org.
Walked right into it. No, there's no dots on Instagram accounts. It's not .org. It's not .net. It's just a fucking name. Like mine, Gino Bisconti, G-E-N-O-B-I-S-C-O-N-T-E. Go to it to see pictures of my cat, because I don't put comedy shit. I do football pictures of the cat up there. All right, well, look. I hope that you get what you want out of this, which is attention. People will keep using Alamo Rent-A-Car because they have no money, okay? And people will keep calling you a dude because you're a dude. You're a flat-chested, didn't do enough fucking pre-op shit to become a woman stuff.
Well, that's rude. You got no neck and gray hairs and a bad liver.
I have very good. I have a very good
you
neck.
You got roasted.
I have a very good neck, but the other stuff I cannot argue.
You got roasted.
Ah, look who just crawled out of the closet. I mean the actual closet. That's where he sleeps.
Bill Schultz slept last night. What's Equinox. Up,
hey, listen, I haven't been listening, but Garrett and John are laughing.
Bill Schultz catch that guy yet
there's
that stole
no
the money from him.
That's
Bill Schultz whole life was. Like a soap opera.
That's why this show works, because in every single minute, I'm like, this is great. And in every single minute, Berg's like, this could be better. And I'm like, what's better than this?
You dress like an 8-year-old boy that put a jacket on.
I don't know.
You all look right. Like you stole from your dad's closet.
Look, all right, look.
I'm a lady.
I got to let you go because I've
dreamed. You want to see my pussy?
No.
I'm going to get you a picture of it. Hold up.
Okay, here we go.
This is just because I feel like I'm hitting it off with you, and this is my first major press
My co-host is telling me to pick it up. I'm
you
fucking
love
the whole
my
show.
Pussy. You like it? You like pussy?
Ah, who doesn't?
All right, you better spend some money on this.
What about if I'm laughing? It doesn't count if I'm enjoying the show. That means nothing.
Mm.
All right, there you go. It seems like you got some kind of warm infection going on there. What's all the white stuff?
That's just because I have low self-esteem because I'm a trans person, so I let anybody nut up in there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, well,
that's
look.
What happens when you have low self-esteem. You let people come in you because it make it feel like intimacy. And also, I think there's some mushrooms.
So, by the way, if I were, and I'm going to ask
and some of it look like coleslaw or some type of lettuce.
I get it because it's a Reuben. That's not a pastrami. That's a fucking Reuben.
No, it's a pussy.
It's not a pussy. All right, look, one question, then I'm going to let you go unless you have anything to
yeah,
add.
Yeah, suck your dick.
No. If I were to put your video side by side with the Call Me Ma'am dude from GameStop, how many similarities would you think there would be?
14.
Well, that's I kind of gave you that, but yeah, that's 14 out of 15, because I think what you did was basically watch that and said, wow, this got so many hits on social media. If I do the same thing, It'll get me that much attention. And I will say this about the video I saw. Before you said, I'm a dude, I'm a man. Before you said, suck my dick, there was no footage. There's no evidence of the guy calling you sir. None.
You may be correct. Look, all I know is that I hate my father. And I'm doing what I need to do because it's what's inside
of me. Tell
me
this show isn't funny now. Come on.
It's not funny yet.
You're an asshole.
I gotta go. My penis says flaps
on it. Who was just on the thing?
Hang on one sec. We got someone looking for me. I gotta
maybe I'm doing all the heavy lifting. You guys are
fucking... Click. I hung up.
No. I'm not hitting the button. I didn't hit the button. Where's the...
I'm not there.
I wonder who it could
be. The number you have dialed ain't no longer in the services. Please hang up and try.
Hey!
Gino.
What's up, buddy?
I am selling furniture and looking for my son.
Now, you said son. Are you sure it's
son? That's correct. My son, Daquan Jr., has gone away, and he went and got some tit surgery with money he stole from the couch that I left in the basement.
Want to see
and
me?
And now
just...
he's running around making these herbal videos saying that he's a lady.
Well, you know what would be great? Would you like me to reconnect you with your son?
Well, I searched all over the Montgomery Flea Market Mini Mall.
Well, allow me to interrupt this not funny show to fucking put you in touch with him. Garrett, is there any way you can put in my place the incredible young man we just... Lady, we just...
You expect me to speak with my son, daughter?
Well, you're...
After all he did, you know how they laugh at me. The pastor laugh at me. The preacher laugh at me. The congregation laugh at me. Everybody that come to the Montgomery Furniture Mini Mall, it's like a mini mall.
It's like
you've
a
never
mini
been to a mini mall, it's just like, it's just like, it's just like, it's just like a mini mall, a mini mall, a mini mall. You ever been to a mini mall, Gino?
I hate you. I've been to a mini mall, but I've never been to your flea market. What's it like?
Just like a mini mall.
I didn't even know. There you go.
What's your favorite part of the mini mall?
I like the Orange Julius.
We have couches.
Okay, well, I like that too. I like the 1988 kitchenware. And
lamps.
Yeah, I like the lamps. I like the TV stands that you would see in your grandmother's place in Long Island in the late 90s.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, I am very upset. As you know, I've spent a great deal of time and money on blazers. I did not raise my son.
I saw two blazers in the whole video.
What?
I saw two blazers in the entire video.
Yes, but then I took them off several times as well.
Yeah, so that doesn't...
So you can see I've afforded shirts.
Yes, but do you have the suits custom made? I could see that costing a lot if you're paying by the yard.
Of course not. Yeah. Why would I do that?
What'd you say after of course?
Not.
Okay, so no. All right, so... Are we talking about your what's it called, a flea market? What's it like again?
Like a mini mall.
Okay. Would you like to talk to your daughter?
I suppose.
Okay, let's put her on. Just put her right here. Put her right here.
The pastor told me.
Not there! I said here!
Oh, you want her where you are.
Yes! Right. Oh! There you go!
Okay. Say, hello, son, daughter. How are you? It has been a long time since I have seen you, and I know that the devil has taken you and given you drugs and made you feel inadequate and not yourself. Now, I'm here for you, and you didn't need to rent a car. You could have used one of the Montgomery Mini Mall Furniture to Store minivans, but I don't know why you were trying to rent one. So I would like to speak with you, and I hope that you are well. Daughter, son.
Dad, you never gave me the love that I needed, and that's why I had to leave the house and go down to the mini mall. And you always telling me, oh, son, you're going to grow up and take over the Montgomery Furniture Place because it's just like, it's just like, it's just like, it's just like. I tell you what, it's just like that. I suck dick at the train station now because I don't give a,
oh, Lord, child, why would you say that you're breaking your father mother's heart right now?
Why you call yourself your father and mother when you just really know that you're a man and mom ain't with you? That's why you got no way.
All right, Laquan, the mini mall guy. Can I interrupt?
You may.
What you're doing here is not constructive.
It's getting quite fiery. Oh, hang
Shut
on.
Up,
customer
Teddy.
Just came in. Hang on one second.
All right.
Just give me one sec. I never
No, it's fine. I'm
Hello,
just trying.
Sir. How you doing? Welcome to Montgomery Furniture Mini Mall.
I'm just trying to.
Couch it. No, you don't need a recliner. We could fit any couch in here.
Are you trying to make a sale in the middle of what we're doing here?
Just give me one sec.
All right,
this man said he ordered two couches from Bob's, and I love stealing from
now
Bob's.
Now, you sure I kind of got a weird hallway. It's kind of like a diagonal thing.
Now, that's no problem. Over here, Montgomery Mini Mall Furniture, we get whatever you need. You pick whatever
couches.
These
couches are kind of big. Like, it's big sectional.
No. We make sure to squeeze them in. I have a professional mover, myself, and another friend of mine, and we come by and move them and put them in for you. Now, we have a whole selection of microfibers, and here's something new called leather.
Leather.
Oh, it looks nice. I'll see you tomorrow morning, I guess.
I just made a sale.
Okay.
Now, there you go. Now, you tell me that your father ain't care about you when he making a sale to put food on your table
you haven't
and titties
seen her
on your
you
chest.
You haven't seen her, you said, in decades. How can you put food on a table that you don't even know where the table is?
Excuse me? Yeah, dear, I'm on Gino's side because he understands what it's like
Why
to be a trans person.
Why is your mouth rising up into your... Are you inhaling your mouth
it's
right now?
It's just difficult for me to talk because I get upset with my daddy and he get my mouth all over the place. And daddy, I love
she
you
looks
so
like
much
a
and I don't know why
I
went to
the
Alamo and started yelling and called that lady a sad no-neck bitch. It's all right, son, daughter, friend. You come home. You come back to Montgomery Mini Mall and you need to kick that crack cocaine.
Are we done? Did you rectify everything? Are we okay?
It seems like she's going to come home, Gino. I'm very excited.
Well, I'm glad we can help you. Hear it in hot water. If we can't help Pumpernickels, what can we do?
It feels
Did I say
like
that or think that?
I should make
that bad?
A new video. Is what bad?
Nothing.
No, you're allowed to say Pumpernickel. You're allowed to invent racial slurs.
Now,
you're not allowed to use old ones.
Let me ask you this. Did you have a big blowout for MLK Day on Monday?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
I got into the store early. I had a couple cups of coffee by myself. I lamented over my son becoming trans. I cried. And then for lunch, I had a Reuben.
That just seems incestuous.
Excuse me, Mr. Pumpernickel?
Here we go.
Yes.
We got someone on the phone that has more info about you.
Oh, I would love to speak with someone.
I'll sit here and drink this.
Oh, hello, this is Mr. Pumpernickel.
It's not his name.
Hi, yeah. So, when you went on the Ellen DeGeneres show and did your little dance, didn't the IRS audit you and you do a little time after that? Because they closed your store here in Montgomery.
Where did you receive this information?
This is Britt calling from Montgomery. It's almost like I can read the bottom line and pay attention.
You are a Montgomery local, my friend?
Yes, I've actually been by your store. It was a big deal in the 90s or early 2000s, and you went on Ellen and apparently didn't like to pay taxes, and there's a whole thing.
You're saying, I have to interrupt you, Britt, you're saying there's a clip of my good friend, what's his last name again, Pumpernickel. God, I'm retarded.
That's correct.
I'm so dumb.
My license says Mr. Pumpernickel.
Can you Google Mr. Pumpernickel?
Excuse me, we don't need to, okay, obviously your friend is a disgruntled customer. Now, I would like to make your purchase right, sir. Okay. What did you purchase from my store?
Nothing. I just went for the laugh, just to look around. But yeah, there's definitely video of him breaking it down with Ellen doing his little mini mall dance.
Look at, I don't know this woman Helen that you're speaking.
Ellen,
of. Who's that?
Ellen DeGeneres. She's huge. She just made a comeback.
First of all, Lord bless you.
Thank you.
You're saying that I was on a television show. Now I've been on public.
Can I ask you why you've been pointing for 17 minutes now at me? Can I
I'm just excited to sell you two furniture.
Did you say two furniture? Like furniture? Whoever this caller is will DM me, and I will order a new set.
There is no evidence that I know this Helen person.
I'll definitely DM you.
Helen.
You could ask your studio people to see what they find, and they will come up with nothing. Is that not correct, Garrett?
So you're saying Garrett can't find it, and he's been Googling for 6 minutes?
They will find nothing on
me. Here we go! Is this you, Mr. Pumpernickel?
God damn it. Damn it. Shit. Fucking tranny son, and now this.
And by the way, how do you sit here and lie to me and say you don't know Helen when you're sitting here right on the set of Ellen?
No, I thought that you meant Helen Hong. This is Ellen DeGeneres.
Helen Hong is still there. Yeah, I said Ellen.
Yeah, that's me. As you can see, I'm just happy and in a good mood. What's the issue?
I got to tell you, you are an enthusiastic man. I hate to hear about this, but okay. So let's see how this goes.
It's a good time. She touched me.
So good to be here. Montgomery loves you.
I love Montgomery. Woo. This song is so catchy. I watched this girl in the red audience sing. She knew all the words already. Like,
they love it.
Like, people know the words. We played it for the audience earlier.
They love it.
State of the art.
Montgomery. It's a black.
That's right.
I don't know where this is going, but I can't imagine this is where Ellen calls you out for tax evasion and shuts down your I don't know what. I put an H in everything. Shuts down your stores.
You could see in my eyes I was doing coke back then.
No, because your nose looks perfectly
Montgomery,
fine.
Montgomery, it's just like I did some cocaine.
All right, well, you know, there's only about 2 minutes. Let's see. Forget it. All right, so that gentleman, and again, DM me, Britt.
There's absolutely no proof, no evidence hitherto, hence creating, therefore, thus, anything about tax evasion.
There you are pointing again. Yeah, well, it just seems all your stores are shut down, so I've got to believe our caller.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. Amazon has been putting a lot of people out of work.
Okay. Now, I would think you have ties to the Amazon people.
No, let me explain very clearly to you. I was upset that I had a trans child boy girlfriend that left. So that upset me. Now, the stores have closed down because of Amazon Prime, stuff like that. This had nothing to do with anything related to tax. I'm a good person. A lot of people are going to tell you I changed my name from Sammy Stevens to Pumpernickel. But a lot of people change their name to one name. Sammy Sosa changed his name to Sosa.
No, he kept his name. He just changed his skin color. You ever seen Sammy Sosa lately? Sammy Sosa, he's whiter than Teddy, and Teddy's a white supremacist. So think about that. Why are you winking when you say allegedly? It's weird. Well,
yeah, there's no evidence of tax fraud or anything.
Why do I
like
feel
that.
Like Garrett is lining up evidence of tax fraud while you're nodding and saying there's no evidence of tax fraud?
Zero, I believe. You know, I helped to build YouTube.
There's Sammy Sosa. God, that is unsettling. God, he looks like Steven Scott on the right. No one knows who that is.
Anyways, that's all.
Okay.
So well, you'll call her. I appreciate his call, and he's a longtime customer, and they're welcome. Sammy Sosa done whiten himself.
Yeah, he did. He did. All
what
right,
happened
well,
to his face?
What's that?
That can't be real.
Yeah, he started bleaching himself.
He looked better black.
He switched from...
His eyes would pop more.
He switched from steroids to Clorox. Now...
He just looked like Bobo.
We had Bobo... We have a Bobo Pedic on. My God. All right, well, look. Hopefully, we've been able to help you reunite with your daughter in the past.
Yeah, I ain't going to let her in the house.
I'm going to let you go because I know you need to rest your elbows at this point. It was great to see you on Ellen. I'm sorry all the stores shut down. Feel free to call back anytime.
All right, thank you very much.
Mr. Pumpernickel, have a great time. That's fantastic. Wow. See, we're changing lives.
Hey, Gino, it's just in.
Who is this?
It's Aaron.
Aaron, why don't you come? We got a chair right.
Nah, I like hanging out with these guys.
Yeah, I don't blame you. They're pretty fun. They're pretty good guys.
Sammy Stevens. This guy was a huge star. We had no idea about this.
I had no idea. I know he.
Sanders. He got it. Yeah. Bernie Sanders. He got it. The president. I'd say it. It's the Bernie generation.
What the fuck
it's
is
Bernie
this?
Generation.
Really?
It's the Bernie generation. Qualifier. Just get on up. Get on up. And show your support for Bernie. I'm
so this is what? This is 3 years ago, right?
It's time. Support for Bernie.
Now, Gino, you probably are liking this guy at this point in time. He called in. He's got a trans son, daughter. He's a very successful businessman. People recognize him. He went on YouTube. He was on Ellen. You probably have a lot of respect for this guy.
Sure.
But I've just found out he is our direct competition.
Stop it. You mean he hosts a podcast in Chicago?
No, he has a morning show that we're running head-to-head against.
You are full of shit.
I am not.
I'd love to see this. Do we have a clip?
It's frightening. We got to get to it.
We'll never be the same. In the morning. It's the Sammy Stevens Morning Show on Soul Classics WAPZ.
Good morning, good morning.
Sounds like we might need to make a call to Aloysius in the morning.
It's Wednesday morning. Good morning, good morning. We got it, we got it.
Give it up. I fucking love it.
12:50 a.m. Good morning, good morning. Oh yeah, we got it. It's 6:03. Good morning, good morning. 46.
Let me tell you, we can't compete with this guy.
Good morning, good morning. Just wake on up, just wake on up. Good morning. It's the morning show with Sammy. Oh yeah.
Slightly diverse market.
Got it, got it, got it. 95.7, 12:50 a.m. We got it, got it, got it. Oh yeah.
Now, is that currently a show? Seriously.
It's the Sammy Stevens
I
Morning
just got a text
Show.
From a Delaware number. I don't recognize it. Let me deal with this. Can you buy us some time?
Yeah, sure. Delaware number, that's weird. See what we did there? I think that's fantastic. See, we're changing lives. We've got people all over the world just calling in, calling people out. We keep you honest here. I will tell you this. That video of him has to be recent. Garrett, how recent is the Bernie Sanders video?
Oh, the Bernie Sanders?
I mean, it's got to be within 2 years. It's not like he's some kind of prognosticator.
Yeah, 2016.
So he literally was supporting before Hillary Clinton stole the election from him, and now you stupid broads are like, oh, all these women are going to win the election. They're going to go at each other's throats. Excuse me 1 minute. Well, you don't think... Okay, put a microphone on her. Okay, it's not like she's going to put anything else in her mouth. Stop it. Who do you think... So you think the women are going to win the presidency in 2020? Oh, okay, okay, absolutely not. Look at that. It's like he's holding a cock in her. Not now. Here's what, hold the. I want you to hold the microphone in one hand and the back of your head with the other. We have a lot of male viewers. Oh, so you're on our side. You're saying there's no way.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Did you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was on Stephen Colbert, who, by the way, is such a great late night talk show host. This is what's wrong with late night. Everyone has a niche, and all Stephen Colbert does now is talk politics. So watch how big his numbers are over the next year and a half, because he has zero fucking talent, although I find him funny. But he's just riding that fucking wave of, oh, everyone will come here for their political late night wackiness. The Colbert Report was very funny. But I'll say this again, and it shows how bad late-night TV is anytime. It shows how bad late-night TV is. Inarguably, unquestionably, the longest-running late-night show ever, David Letterman, The Late Show, He was replaced by a guy that never did late-night before.
Right.
Because Stephen Colbert in the Colbert Report was a character, and this shows how bad late night has become. Like, yeah, but he's going to be different. Then you gave the job to a guy that's never done late night before. Yeah, but look, people, I get it. If you're watching late night TV and not subscribing to this, and let me say this, if you're a fan of this show watching it and you're not telling your stupid fucking faggoty friends, sit down, Garrett, not to fucking subscribe to this, which is genuine actual comedy. We had a guy from fucking 1988 call in to sell his furniture. If you're not watching this, you're like,
and we're back, everybody, 9:57. That means it's almost time for Muslims to go to heaven. That's right. We want to wish all of our Muslim listeners a happy Ramadan.
It's
and God, you all to hell. That's where you're going. We know what you did to our towers, and you ain't going to do it for many more hours.
God,
that's right.
Brandon.
We support this Muslim man here in Delaware. And also, gay conversion therapy coming back to a church near you.
Is it like that's pontoon right. conversion?
Pontoon conversion is transversion. We'll transvert your trans kids back to normal kids. You bring us in a kid. Ah, damn, I need a name for this one. It's called Trannies for...
Become a manny.
Nannies for trannies. That's right. You bring us one Asian nanny, we'll kill your tranny kid. Doing favors for all the neighbors. That's what we do here at WROK. The Rock of Delaware.
Yeah, I even tried.
Hope your pontoon boats are put away. It's January. We haven't touched base for a while. You're going to be freezing up on the inlet out there. If you're going to Rehoboth or Dewey, traffic all done for the day. That's right. Make sure you stop by the Rusty Rudder for their 30th anniversary coming up this weekend. Very important thing. Yeah, I got the text from my brother-in-law. Also, the Starboard starts having comedy again soon. And remember, Gino Visconti will not be there this year, so feel free to go in.
Actually, sorry to interrupt you, Randy. Daddy has opened the Rusty Rudder show. Excuse me, the Rusty Rudder. I'm an alcoholic from the Starboard show. Daddy's opened the show for the past 5 years, I believe.
5 years.
Yeah, Daddy, it'll
be
six.
5 years of pain, and now it's all gain. No more Gino Visconti.
Daddy will open it for year 6.
We are only booking black women.
Fuck happened?
That's correct. Week one will be Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live.
Is Kevin Barnett going to do it?
He's dead. So quite possibly. A lot of people said he was a great guy, and I don't follow black comedy. But anyways, overall, things
aren't you friends with Aloysius in the Morning? He's a brilliant comedic mind, African-American.
He's more of a satirical guy. I love what Ali does down there at WFNK. And might reach out to him today. But things have been going on the up and up, and we're very excited. Chris Brown charged with rape in France, or as they call it over there, le rape. That's right. Maintenant, she said no, but he said oui, and then he did his wee-wee in her pussy.
Pumpernickel.
Le rape coming to you soon in France.
They don't respect women in France. Most of the rape allegations are responded to with, oh.
Anyways, things have been moving up and moving on. Remember to get out there and support your local congressman or woman. And we've been hearing some murmurs about somebody trying to do a morning show from 6 to 9 and stepping on our toes. So, hey, over here at the station, we wish everybody the best. And we know that competition breeds betterness, and we want you all to
betterness?
Get better. And remember, this Saturday at the Burger King off of the West Coast Highway, it is going to be Kings for Things. Bring us something, and we'll give you a burger from Burger King.
You really didn't put a lot of thought into that one, did you?
I haven't done this guy for a while.
Just to give it the cadence or the alliteration, I would have said something for Kings.
All right, let me see what else we can come up with here. Promo this week.
last 2 minutes of the show.
We're entering stoppage time now.
Chunky soup for lumpy poop.
No, that. He goes, perfect. Yeah, that
you bring us
like,
by some chunky soup, and we'll give you some lumpy poop.
Let me tell you something. I've been listening to your promo since day one. That is by far the worst idea you've ever had. I mean, and you did liners.
What about liners for minors?
Yeah, but, well, that at least, that had a very specific
point. I didn't coke and fuck the child.
Yeah, you shouldn't be saying that again on the air.
My bad.
That was, who didn't? Thank you, Teddy.
All right. This Saturday, it's fowls for owls.
Oh, now we go.
Bring us a type of bird. We'll cut its throat right in front of you and give you a real pet owl.
So you're trading in your any kind of bird for
any
an owl.
Any kind of fowl.
Now, how many owls do you have to bring to an event like that?
I've got three. It's a limited time offer.
Okay, I was about to say you got three owls. Are
what
they
type of fowl do you have?
What's that?
What type of fowl?
I don't have any. I don't eat owls.
Isn't it amazing that fowl sounds like owl, but they're not the same?
No, they're not. They're not. Because fowl, then what is fowl exactly?
It's different bird.
Like barnyard, like a chicken, like a hen, like a turkey, that's fowl, right?
Your comedy?
All right, comedy. This Saturday, it's Montgomery.
Montgomery.
I just pooed.
Was it lumpy?
We gotta go to music. I gotta clean this up. Guys, go to music, please. Thank you.
I haven't done this character in a while. You didn't even do. You didn't hit the post. You didn't lead us into this.
A lot of fucking baby laxative in that shit, man. I just shit myself. How you doing?
Good to be back, dude. Even though we're here every day, we just don't check in.
How do we get rid of this fucking Urkel's dad down in Alabama?
Fucking Sammy Stevens.
Fucking Sammy
Stevens. Broadcasting from his basement. God.
Fucking guy's got a fucking song and everything throws me off my game. I can't even do my fucking promos today.
You get it.
I forgot to do blue chews for small Jews. You bring us a blue chew, we'll give you a little rabbi.
Where the fuck was that 2 minutes ago?
Fucking guy threw me way off my game. I have to pretend I shit myself again to get off the fucking mic.
Well, I called him to come over.
He's coming over?
Yeah.
Sammy. How are we going to know it's him and not Aloysius? They look alike.
I forget.
When he comes to the door, yeah. I'll go, hey, what's up, Aloysius?
And if he goes, I'm not Aloysius, then we'll know it's him.
Yeah.
All right, let's wait it out.
Also, look for the finger points.
Oh, yeah, if he's pointing his fingers, that's him.
Hot mic. That's good. What's going on there? Hello?
Is it Aloysius?
Excuse me?
It's like
no, it's me,
on my
Sammy.
Own
I was going
oh,
to
yeah, Sammy, Sammy, of course.
It's me.
Here.
It's Sammy. I'm happy. I'm here. It's me. I'm Sammy. I'm happy.
We
thanks for the plane
it,
ticket. It's
Sammy.
Untraceable because you put it on the
so
a different name.
Well.
It's Sammy.
It's going to end well.
We got it.
I'm
he's
here.
A whole character arc in 58 minutes.
It's a pleasure
minutes.
To meet you, Mr. Randy. How you are? Pretty goddamn good, man. How are you doing this morning? This is my friend John, and this is Garrett. And this is my friend
is Chainsaw. Who is it? I hope that studio is covered in plastic.
I'm dying. It's bad. It hurts me. I'm cut. I'm bleeding. It's everywhere. Ow, ow, ow. Ow, ow, ow. I got a son. I'm dying. Please help me.
I think this is... It's the subtle nuances. Like they're playing The Boys Are Back in Town. You get it? Because we haven't... We're brilliant. I'm just the guy watching
it. Bring me the fucking hammer, man. Bring me the fucking hammer. You had your
hot
fucking shot, Sammy. You were on fucking Allen. We never been on fucking Allen. And then you want to get in the fucking morning show game, huh? You fucking black Opie.
I don't wear them a lot. When I do, people go nuts.
Fucking nail your goddamn fingers to your legs. She can't fucking point no more, Sammy.
What are you doing to the guy? Let me say this.
I can't point. My arms stuck. They're attached to my leg. My fingers, they stuck there. My blazer, all dirty.
Maybe it's better the mini mart is closed or the flea market or whatever it is, because it's not like you were going to get anything after today. If you're a big fan of whatever that AM channel was or the FM channel,
this fat black son of a bitch will not die.
Maybe it's better.
Give me a fucking gum.
You subscribe to Compound Media.
Make sure the music keeps playing.
Now there's a gun play. There you go. I think we all saw that coming.
You shot me. It hurts. The bullet in my leg. Ow, ow. Ow, ow. I'm losing lots of blood.
Once again.
Oh, look at that hole. So big, it's like a mini mall.
Everybody, Andy, watching. Song's about to end. Song's about to end.
Hey, it's 10:06. Remember, a little bit overcast there, a little bit of precipitation out there. Just tape an umbrella with you, and overall, gonna be great. We got a little bit of Skinner to take you into the 10 to 11 hour. And remember, this weekend it's Be Peaceful for Beauty and the Beastful. You bring us a peace sign, we'll give you a DVD copy of Beauty and the Beast, the original one, not the one with Gay Josh Gad.
What? Should we get out of here?
Just fucking go to morning radio and you ain't gonna fucking pay the price. Pay the fucking piper, hillbilly boy.
Are you still killing this guy?
Garrett, give me one of them blue chews. Give me a fucking blue chew.
Why do you need to maintain an erection while you're sawing someone with a fucking still...
Pull his fucking asshole apart.
Okay. It's not good. Don't do it again.
Yeah, fuck him, Randy. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah.
Fuck that fool.
All right, well, now
fuck
it's just gotten hole. Vulgar. Now it just seems they're raping this fucking fella.
You're raping. It hurts. I'm all cut. It hurts.
Look, so basically, you're on my ass. He's pointing at my ass.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
John, put his finger in your ass, too.
Guys, if you're in the Philadelphia area on the 1st of February, me and Aaron Berg will be doing an In Hot Water show live. We are in the 7th minute of stoppage time, and we're still killing a guy that was a host of a radio show in the 90s and sold furniture in the 80s. Furniture, as in blue chew. I'm going to go hang out with Legit News Guy, get my erection on. Morning is next. Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah, we're good.
Take me home, Randy and Allie, because that is the show.